There wasn't much more at Robinvale in those pioneering times, Stan Park remembers.
When we first came here, there was just a wine shanty, I think. That's about all there was. And there was the old homestead of Bunbank Station.
When you say wine shanty, what do you mean, a hotel?
No, just a hut that dispensed wine. That's about what it was. Oh, and then as the years went by, we got a garage and a grocery store and a baker and butcher. You know, they just come along as the years went by.
Robinvale was named in memory of Robin Cuttle, a First World War pilot and member of the Cuttle family, prominent in the town.
He was shot down over Villers Bretonneux, in Kay actually, just out of Villers Bretonneux, and the town was named after Robin. And I think from memory, on the station, they had Vale Robin, something like that. They'd had it in flowers.
In flowers, when the train came up for the first land sale, they had it decorated in flowers on Hessian, and in the flowers.
And that's how it got its name.
Bill Peart was born in 1913 and recalls what Robinvale consisted of in 1925 on his arrival in the town.
There was Cuttle's Mallee store. He had about six shops through at the Mallee. Then there was the post office, a tin place. Jack Cockrell was the bloke that managed it. Only a small tin place, and he camped in a tent near it. And they just finished the two railway houses. That's about it. Houses there. And then that, oh, there was a big tin hall there. Cuttle built it and it's used as a storeroom and as our school. Oh, no, there was only a few places here.
Val McGinty worked for Mr. Herbert Cuttle at Robinvale.
He had a big building, and in the building he had hardware, he had electrical, all the growers' products, two different fuel agencies, and he had radio. Then on the side of that he had the office. That's where I worked. And he had immigration, naturalisation, tourist bureau, three different insurance agencies. Then up the street, a little further in Herbert Street, there was a timber yard. A bit further up in Herbert Street was a garage. He also sold cars and tractors. Then up further, he had a plumbing department, made tanks, rainwater tanks, and I was his bookkeeper.
In 1923, work began on the construction of a wooden and steel lift-span railway bridge across the river between Euston and Robinvale.
We come up here on the 25th, or the first Saturday in April 1925. Well, the bridge is started. They had earthworks done a bit on this side, and they had putting a railway line in, putting a spur line in.
When you were a kid, How often would you go and have a look at the bridge being built?
Oh, the damn near daily we'd go past. We had three or four cows and we had a milk run. And those kids used to have to deliver it to some of the people that lived on the work on the bridge, that type of stuff, you see, down as far as the Victorian side of Euston, deliver milk. And you went past the bridge and you saw them there and you couldn't do much because you'd get a kick at the backside. You get in the road with all the equipment. You'd see an extra pile of tubing bashed in, that type of stuff, and different work started. They had the horse-drawn scoops and ploughs to rip it up with the ground to form all this formation on either side, and steam was their power. There was no electricity at Robinvale then.
Bill Peart's father worked on the construction of the bridge.
He was a cluey bloke, Dad was. He was given a job as a boss, as a gagger or whatever you like to call him, and his job was to be getting gravel for the top of the bridge, you see, and he went out and had the gang there, digging gravel on Euston Station there. But what they done, they started to drive a few wooden piles in the side. Well, it took a while, it looked pretty rough too. Some was steam close to it and others was pulled up with a horse, let drop in a big hammer, weighed about 3 ton. And that was built out, and another side they had to do a bit too, but then they started on the concrete, you know, what's there now, for the bridge itself. Well, they drove in piles in the top of a circle to make it waterproof so they could pump it out and put the concrete foundations in. Yeah, I think they mixed the foundations up out there, and beside the thing too, they put in another little type of a, not a bridge, but a place where they could go out to the lift span out there.